Stardust.
Stardust.
Unmasking the extraordinary.
The extraordinary.
I admire your courage, Miss...
Trench. Sylvia Trench. I admire your luck, Mr...
Bond. James Bond.
With those words, the world was not just introduced to super spy James Bond 007, but also to superstar Sean Connery, one of the greatest leading men in the history of cinema. Thomas Sean Connery was born in Edinburgh, Scotland in 1930. His mother was a cleaning lady. His father was a factory worker and lorry driver.
Well, I come from a room and kitchen, a tenement in Edinburgh in Scotland, and my father's a long-distance lorry driver, so he wasn't home all that much. And I started work when I was 9, left school at 13, and one thing one was always very much aware of was a lack of space.
His first job at the age of 9 was as a milkman. At the age of 16, he joined the Royal Navy.
I left that wing of the Navy at 16, signed for 12 years, and immediately went into the same situation, but with metal rooms instead, you know, on the ship. So, and never ever in control of what you want to say or do or any of these things.
But he was discharged from the Navy at age 19 due to an ulcer. From there, Sean Connery worked as a lorry driver, a lifeguard, an artist's model, and a coffin polisher. At age 18, he turned to bodybuilding, but with limited success. But being a keen footballer, he was spotted by Manchester United and was offered to join, but he turned them down, choosing to pursue acting instead. A decision he would later call one of my more intelligent moves. He began his career in showbiz as a chorus boy for the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific. Soon he was promoted and given a speaking role. From there, he had theater work as well as being an extra in several movies. As his career grew, so did his roles. Until he found himself opposite movie star Lana Turner in Another Time, Another Place in 1958. But he almost lost everything, perhaps even his life, because Lana Turner's boyfriend, Johnny Stompanato, was a known gangster and suspected an affair between Turner and Connery. Stompanato pulled a gun on Connery, but Connery disarmed him and knocked him out. Not bad for the future James Bond. Although advised to lay low for a while because of death threats, he got a lead role in Darby O'Gill and the Little People in 1959.
Oh, she is my dear, my darling one, her eyes so sparkling full of fun, no other can match the likes of her. She is my dear, my darling one, my smiling and beguiling one. I love the ground she walks upon, my darling Irish girl.
But his breakthrough would come 3 years later when he played the role of James Bond 007 in the first adaptation of Ian Fleming's novels, Dr. No. The role gave birth to one of the greatest film franchises in movie history, going on strong until today, and made Connery an icon of the swinging 60s, alongside The Beatles, Twiggy, Michael Caine, Audrey Hepburn, Peter O'Toole, The Rolling Stones, and more. 3 movies later, Goldfinger, in 1964, was a phenomenon that broke box office records, becoming the fastest-grossing film of that time. Demand was so high that cinemas had to stay open 24 hours.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. There is nothing you can talk to me about that I don't already know.
And yet, by the mid-60s, Connery faced another challenge. He was bored of the role and worried it would take over his life. And although he was enticed to come back for one last time in Diamonds Are Forever in 1971, he worked hard on getting the audience to know him as Sean Connery, not James Bond.
Basically for myself, you know what I mean? To get a change of job, a change of position, change of way of seeing things and doing things, especially as an actor, I just found it.
And he was very successful. He found success in movies like The Anderson Tapes, Murder on the Orient Express, The Man Who Would Be King, Robin and Marion, The Untouchables, for which he won an Oscar, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, The Hunt for Red October, The Rock, Entrapment, and his final film, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Connery retired from acting in 2003 and died in 2020, leaving behind one of the greatest ever careers in Hollywood history. Your background doesn't matter. It's what you make of yourself that counts.